Torah's chapter 7, Mishnah 6. Hagabayim shenichnasu l'soich habayis, tax collectors, if they enter the house, habayis tameh. So all the contents are impure because they can touch, they just touch and move whatever they want. And because, you know, to take full pledge for the tax. So that's, everything's impure. Im yeshi mahem goy, if there's a non-Jew with them, ne'manim lo malot nichnasnu, we still believe them. If they say, we didn't even go into the house, if there's no evidence that they actually even went into the house, then even if there's a non-Jew with them who's normally like insistent that they, you know, collect the taxes, so we will believe them if they say, we didn't even go in. We did not enter your house. But we don't believe them if they say, we did go in, but we didn't touch anything. Because we assume if there's a non-Jew with them, if they went in, they touched everything, right? So we'll believe them if they say, we didn't go in. But the minute they admit to going in with a non-Jew, then that assumption falls away. Yeah. The implication, though, is that if the non-Jew's not with them, and they said, we went in, but we didn't touch anything, they'll actually be believed based on a principle that the mouth that is forbidden is the mouth that permits. What's the mouth that's forbidden? Is the mouth that says, we went in. Right? They could have said, we didn't go in. Once they say, we went in, but we didn't touch anything, if there's no non-Jew with them, we'll actually believe them. Next case, the tax collectors went into the house. Sorry, this is not Agabam, this is Aganavim. This is thieves. Right? Thieves. If thieves go into a house, then wherever they were, whichever rooms they were in, those, whatever's in those rooms are deemed impure. We worry that they, what did they touch? What did they move? We don't know. So any room that they went into will be impure. But if there's a room that they didn't go into, maybe people are sleeping there or something like that, and we know they didn't go into those rooms, everything in those rooms will be deemed pure. And what will be impure? Food, liquids, clay, charis, apsuchim, open earthenware utensils, aval, hamishkavois, vahamoshavois, kli charis, mukafin, smid, basil, but couches and seats and earthenware vessels that are sealed, those will be deemed pure. Because remember that we said that an Amma Aretz, in the last mission, the one before, that an Amma Aretz is not deemed to be a zav. That impure he's not, you know, he's impure, but that impure he's not. And only a zav could make a couch, a seat, etc. impure. So those we will say are pure. Im yeshim ahim goy, but if there's a non-Jew with these thieves, or isha, or a woman, so we worry that the goy is a zav, we worry that the woman might be a nida. Now, hakol tameh, even the couches and the seats and everything else, they'll be impure, because once a zav or a nida is involved, that's a higher level of impurity, and therefore they may have made even the couches and seats impure.